Okay, so just to remind you, we started Sefer Mishlei with the Gra. We said that the first six, according to everybody, that there are three Svarim of Mishlei. It's broken down into Chochmah, Musar, and Torah. We had said the concept of Hain, Emet, Chofatzta. We had talked about the Chomer of the Sefer. That's the Chet, that's the Mishlei, the Poel Shlomo, and that's what we had talked about, the first Pasuk, the unique interpretation of the Gra. Why do I care that it's Mishlei of Shlomo ben David? Because once you know who the composer of the Sefer is, it tells you much more about the Chachma, obviously of who he was, about Melech Yisrael. We had said the Pasuk of Ladat is the Surah of the Sefer, and the Tachlit is Akachat Musar, Kiva Mitrashi Karel Maaseh. We started explaining, as much as we said there are three types of Svarim, we said the first 10 Prakim is the Chachma. We want to know what type of Chachma we're talking about. So we had said Lodat, Pasuk Bet, we had said Lodat, Chachma, Musar, Lavini, Mrebina. This is the what type of Chachma we're talking about according to the Gra. We had said that you shouldn't fall into the reshet of the Yetzirah, the net, the trap, that you shouldn't be seduced by his seductions. Musar, we had said, is the second stage, which is if you already lost the fight, then you have to what's called miyaser et atzmo. We had said having yisurin. There are different types of Yisurin. There's Yisurin Shel Ahava, to be able to be on track. And we had quoted the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Leimor la'asurim tzu'u la'asher b'choshech higalu. We're talking about people that are already in the clutches of the Yetzirah. They're Asurim tachat yado. And the Musar, or the will help them get out of there. And then the Choshech is the second category. Those people who Shalom Ra'u, or they don't even know. They don't even know. It's very much this week's parsha. It became a very famous song in this past year. Anochi Hastir Hastir Panai Bayomahu. So there's a pshat by Rav Nachman Mibrezlov. What's the double language of Hester Panim? Hester Panim is, you know you're in Hester Panim. The double language of Hester is you don't even know that you're in Hester. You're living your life, and you don't even realize that you're in Choshech. So that's what he says over here. Shelo ra'uor ve'enam makirim b'ptiyah. They're in Choshech, and they don't know the tricks of the Yetzer Hara. And through the Torah, as we will see today, that about the idea of the Torah is not this saintly book that they expect you to be just shmimi. We'll talk about that in a second, and I'll come back to that thought. We had said Lavin Imrei Bina is to beat out the Yetzirah, the Taiva. You have to do it not just, as we explained through the Kuzari, not through fasting all the time, but it's specifically, he quoted the Pasuk, the Gra quoted the Pasuk of Al Tiyet Tzadik Harbe, more than the Torah, but it's Davka, to beat the Yetzirah through the Torah. Okay? That was Pasuk Bet. Then we had said, but the tachlit of the Sefer is not just ladat chachma u'musar, but we ended the shir with pasuk gimel, if I'm not mistaken, which was lakachat musar haskel. It's to be able to properly matzliach, you have to take what you have, that chachma and the musar, and here it's only the musar, because once you have the chachma, then you're able to apply it to yourself. Miaser atzmo b'musar. It's very much like the Rabbeinu Yon Pirkei Avot that says that it's not just about hearing Musar Shmuzes, but it's you taking it upon yourself. Hold on a second. So, we had said it's the Kachat Musar Askel, that the Chochmah, and I was mentioning, middle of saying that, Rabbeinu Yon, you have to be Miaser yourself. It's not just the Musar Shmuz is nice. It's got to have that internal mechanism. But the Ikar, we said, is to take the Musar. Then we had said that there are four elements, and this is what we ended Shir with. There was Tzedek Mishpat Meisharim in the next parak, which is the Magal Tzedek, which leads into Pasuk Dalet also, which we had said that Rabbeinu Yonah had different interpretations of what these things are, but the Gra says that Tzedek is to do chesed and tzedakah with the briyot, because it's not always to be such a tzaddik. Sometimes you need the midah of kas, like we explained. Then you have the mishpat, which is within yourself. The olam, we had said, yargiz adam yitzhar atova yitzhara. We had talked about rogez last time, not to go after your ta'avot. You need the midah of kas. And then misharim is you need yosher, you need yashrut. And then we had said it, that you need the musar askel, the chiddush of the cross, you need all of these. And then you'll be matzliach b'chol d'rachav, and he added the fourth piece, which is the ma'agal tov, which the Gemara says, that's the tochacha. Okay? And that's where we now get to, as the truth, what's interesting is that Rabbeinu Yonah, when he looks at Pasuk Dalet, he says the latit is actually the tochacha. He says, it's enough, again, part of our, when we had said about Mishlei, is we're building hashkafa here. And there's a lot of Tanakh here, and there's a lot of hashkafa and Musar. So what's fascinating is Rabbeinu Yonah says that the purpose is not just lamod, la'asot, to lahafnim, but it's then to latit. Rabbeinu Yonah in the next pasuk says that the mitzvah is to give tochacha. Make sure k'shor atzmecha v'acharkach k'shor acherim. The Vilna Gaon says something similar. It's actually surprising that he doesn't have that pshat when he just finished saying the ma'agel tov is the tochacha. But he says here, latit liptayim orma, Linar datu mizima. He says again, after we've learned and we know and we're mekayim, then what do? Latet. Okay? Like the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot, there's no mitzvah just to learn. The mitzvah, many yeshiva people think, okay, I'm coming to yeshiva, I'm just going to learn. And that's a problem. Because part of your learning is lilamed acherim, it's latet. It's latet. That's the first pshat. And we'll see specifically why the ptayim, what are we giving? The other pshat explains Rabbeinu, explains the Gra right here is, I have one, let me do it over here, now that everybody has one, is latit l'ptoyim orma, says Rabbeinu, the Gra va'od she'tachlit ha'sefer hazeh av she'achar shalama v'yodeh v'kayim yelo si'at v'shmaya she'avino v'zehu latit lo min ha'shamayim. Latit is not only to give over, but it's after you're learning that what? You should get siyata d'shemayah. Right? That you should continue going and delving deeper. It drives me crazy when I teach Shana Aleph students that sometimes they look to say, wow, this rabbi, he knows everything. He knows Kol Torah Kulo. It's true, there are certain rabbis, they used to say that about Rav Lichtenstein, that's how. And even Rav Lichtenstein, I felt that statement is minimizing what Torah is about, what he represented. Because of course he knew many things on his fingertips. But if you knew Rav Lichtenstein at all, anytime you'd see him, he would just go deeper and deeper and deeper. Okay, I know Atam Nitzavim Ayom. Okay, I've read the Pesukim before. But each time, what the latit is to go, continue getting new insights and new deeper. That's the how you could unlock and reveal the depths of Torah. And that's the latit. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya to be able to get deeper and deeper. But then, what type of chokhmah are we talking about here? It's latet liptayim orma linar datum zima. Rabbeinu Yonah had his pshat of why specifically in his case, Rabbeinu Yonah talked about giving the chokhmah and the musar to two types of prototypes of a peti and a nar. The Gra gives a different idea. The Gra says a fascinating pshat. He says that the Chochmah, we know, is split up into two types. We have the Chacham, and we have the Arum. We know that already because from the Nachash, Haya Arum, he was a Chacham. So what is this Armimut? And is Armimut a good thing? If anything, we've been talking now like the purpose. Latet, Choch, Lepeti, what would I think? Again, we had mentioned that it's Torah Hashem, Yeshiva, Nafesh, Edut Hashem, Machkimat Peti. David HaMelech in Tehillim doesn't say Peti or Ma. Doesn't sound so kosher. Bedatz, Mahadran, OU, what's going on here? What's this Arum business? Chacham ve'Arum explains the Gra. Chacham ha'inu misha lamad v'kibel v'yodeh arbe. A guy who's learned, very important, he says that you are makabel a lot, and you know a lot. Ve'Arum, what's Arum? Arum hu ha'yodeh lefatot v'lomar dvarim tovim u'metukim. The Avin Tamun Bilibo. What does that mean? What do you think it means? The second part is the Chain Amakiru Mevin Etzen Nikra Gamkin Arum. The first part is what's the army mood? A guy who knows how to seduce. But the aven tamun belibo. What do you think that means? It's a guy who's.
It's like a schmoozer, but in a bad way.
Yeah, it's a bit more than a schmoozer. It's what we would call like a used car salesman. Right? It's a guy who knows how to sell you the goods, but deep down he's really not echad bepev, echad belev. Right? He's two faced, he's not tocho kabar. So it's latit lip tayim ver orma, to know, to have that proper guile, to reckon, to know that chokhmah, to know that, to understand what that is. Furthermore, hamakir mevin etzeh nikra gam kein arum. So what am I doing, giving the ptayim this orma? Is that a good thing? Says the Gra, vezeu latit lip tayim. Lemishu kalit patot, machmachu tam, feini odea armumiyut, vaideze ye arum. Kamosha katu, ani chokma, shochanti orma, yavim pituyav shal yitzahara. This is a tremendous yesod, which is what? That being from doesn't mean to be a friar. Friar means to be a sucker. A lot of times people think, we just have an impartial shoftim. Tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. Tamim, a lot of people think this, Tamim is the simple one, right? He's a loser, in a simple, not sophisticated at all. But already, the Targum Onkelos says that it's Shalim b'dechalta, which means Shalim in the Yira. The Shleimut, a Shleimut here doesn't mean, I'll tell you a story, Siyata Deshmei. I went, I gave my cleaners in Wednesday, and these people, Kiragat are simple, nice, simple Jews, a lot of them. And I've been giving this guy, I'm not considered a VIP, I give a lot of my clothes in to get cleaners. And ended up, I told him I'm teaching Yeshiva Hakota. And you saw that, like, for him, it was just a paradigm shift for him. Why was it a paradigm shift? Because, one second. You are teaching Torah, but you're also able to make a parnasa. You're able to be involved. He goes, I want you to speak to my son. His son's like now married, 28. And he told his son literally these words, Ani Shmimi. This is what the son tells the father. Ani Shmimi, this work stuff's not for me. Not for me. And the father and the mother are like begging, saying, look, I have no problem with learning Torah. But they're saying, they're not the youngest of people. You know, they have like a mom and papa shop, literally. A mom and papa cleaner shop. And they're saying, look, daddy's not going to be around all the time to help you out. This is a major yesod. A major yesod in understanding how to be shmimi, which is, I mentioned over Shabbat, the concept of the malachim are known as shmimi. But lo nina Torah lemalachi ha-shalit. The Torah was given to Adam. So we have to be like a malach also. But here the Gra is saying a big yesod, which we're going to learn throughout Sefer Bereishit. Sefer Bereishit, we just finished talking about having tzedek, mishpat, and yosher. What is Sefer Bereishit called? Sefer Yashar, according to the Netziv. Sefer Yashar means that you know how to deal with people. Even Rishaim, you deal with people. With chesed, with tzedek, with mishpat, etc. The big question Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky asks is that Yaakov Avinu at 63 years old, what does he do? He goes, when he's leaving, He goes to Yeshivat Shem Be'ever to learn Torah. The question is why? He had the best yeshiva in the world. He went to Avram. He learned through Yitzchak. Why does he need to learn in the yeshiva of Shem Be'ever before going to Lavan? And I already just gave the answer with the question. If Yaakov Kamenetsky answers it, he says, he calls it, that was Torah Eretz Yisrael, learning under Yitzchak and Avram. That was the pure, going Avram and Yitzchak. But Yaakov had to learn what? How to deal with the lovins in the world. He had to have that or mimut. He had to know how to be yashar, but not to be taken advantage of. That's this pasuk. It's both with people, but obviously also with the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, right, which is the classical case where we had said, Hanachash, Hayat Arun. We mentioned this last time also. That the Yetzer Hara is very smart, and that's what the Sefer is about this. Is figuring out how to have the Chochmah not to fall under the seduction of the Yetzer Hara. Then we continued, Linar Dat Umizima. Nar is the other prototype. It's a person who's mamish, reik mi chokhmah. He doesn't know anything. There again, you should give him dat u'mizima, which he says here is pnimiyut in chitzoniyut. Okay? Which again, you're giving him advice in how to make sure you're being zahir b'mitzvot. Pasuk, hey. After that, after all that we've done, says the Gra, says the Shlomo HaMelech, Yishma chacham b'yosif lakach, the Navon Tachpulot Yikne. The Chacham, like we had said, has learned a tremendous amount. Then he says, you gotta keep going. You can't just say, Higanu. I know enough Torah. Right? That's one of the dangers of the Yetzer Hara. It's called, it's a very important Hasidic concept. There's a concept called, we're used to Yetziat Mitzrayim. Yetziat Mitzrayim that we're used to is called the Yetziat Mitzrayim de Tumah, which means 50 levels of Tumah. Let me get the heck out of there. Okay? There's another very important Hasidic concept that the Gra here is hinting to, which is called the Yetziat Mitzrayim of Kedusha, which means what? That you put limits, Mitzrayim, Mitzar. You say, look, I learned enough Torah. I'm okay. I'm fine. I look at the next person, the average Joe on the outside. I know more Torah than they do. I'm fine. As opposed to looking within yourself and your own potential. That's here what the Torah is saying. The Torah, the Gra is saying here in the Mishnah. Yishma chacham v'yosif lekach. Make sure you learned a lot. Keep going. Keep adding chokhmah. And not only that, navon tachpulot yikne. What do you have to do? Again, Navon is Mevin Tavar Mitoch Tavar. You have to acquire schemes, how to understand things. What does Yikneh mean? That you need, here comes a big piece, which we know. How do you beat the Yetzahar? So we've said, Liyaser Tatzmo, you have to have within yourself to learn. We've talked about learning from your Rebbeim. Yishma Chacham Yosif Lakach. This is all crucial. We even said latet. It's not only about yourself. It's to internalize and give over to the p'tayim and to the nar. But here comes what? Navon tachbulot yikneh. It's not only from the Rebbe, but who is it also from? Says the Gra. Where does he get this from? Knei lecha chaver. Mishnah Navos, right? What is the purpose of a friend? One of the major purposes of a friend is to help you with your schemes, to have a good, to have a chaver tov, to be able to help you achieve these stages that you're wanting. How to be able, everything that we've talked till now, the friend is supposed to be there also. It's a kinyan, it's a process. The Yetzer Hara we mentioned, unless, again, it's all built, the beauty of the Gra is he builds on what we've done. We talked about the Gemara that the Yetzer Hara is mitchadesh, and mitgaber every single day. So it makes a lot of sense that you also have to roll up your sleeves. Now, if you'll notice, we're going to pasuk vav. Lahavin mashalom litzad divrei chachamim v'chidotam. So lahavin, we had said lahavin imrei bina. So what's Lahavim? So he quotes what?
Understand.
To understand. But what is it? How do you understand? There are different levels of understanding. Which is what? Mashal umlitza. What's mashal? Says the Torah Shebichtav, according to the Groza mashal. Why is it mashal? Because a lot of times it's understood. You read the pasuk, you understand it. Okay? But we know that it's dressed with a lot of depth. Okay? So Torah Shebichtav is understood. But there's a lot of what we call the nimshal, things that's the melitza. So you have to go deep to be able to do this. Again, how to beat the yitzahara, how to have the chokhmah. It's not enough just to limit yourself to one part of Torah. You have to be a talmid chacham. You have to have mashal melitza, the Torah shebichtav, and also we're going to see the Torah shebal peh, the divrei chachamim v'chidotam, which is what? What's the chidotam? That's the agada. This year's leadership sefer is an agadot. Is to be able, it's like a riddle. Because sometimes they're not understood. Like a riddle is not understood. And you need help to go delve into it. And therefore the divrei chachamim are the nimshal. They help us. Rabbinic Judaism helps us understand what's in the deep depth of the text. Ar kan hakdamata sefer. We've done six psukim, malei v'gadush, with insights, every word almost, really tremendous insights. Tells us who the mechaber is here, the gra, ends off, really just classic. He's like everything. He's the pardes. He's literally pshat, remesh, drash, and so. Even this is like these last parts are unbelievable. He says, we learned in this hakdama, who's the mechaber, what's the purpose of the sefer. He included four things, lamo, la'asot. And within the la'asot, it's split up into la'kachat, la'tet, yishma. And the yishma la'vin, we had said, is one and the same. That at the beginning, you have to take it to do it. And then you'll have siyat v'shmaya, like we said, la'tet. And then you have to continue giving, continue listening, etc. And he says here, it's not stam. There's a number here, it's 15 things. Three klalim, chachma, musar, and bina, with 12 different pratim, seichel, tzedek, mishpat, misharim, orma, da'al, akach, tachbo, masham, litzadev, chivchidotam, which corresponds to the 12 shvatim, to the three avot. There's obviously some depth to this. He says that what somehow seems to me, you tell me what you think about this, but he's saying that already these are, I mentioned it, and I guess Baruch Shekivanti to what he was saying, is a lot of these things not only come through our rabbis, through our friends, but it's learning through being part of the Yud Bet Shvatim, learning from the Avot, as we had mentioned about the Or Mimut also. And he says also, V'chein Yud Bet Tevot of Birkat Kohanim, the Varech Tamo Yisrael B'Ahava, he says also that the 12 words of Birkat Kohanim also, it's a good question. Where was it? I saw somebody explain that. Hold on. How many words are there? 15 words?
Yeah,
3 5 7. Yeah, 3 and 4. Yeah. Anybody have any footnote over there to explain it? Okay, we'll look that up after, I guess. Then, now we start the Sefer. Mishlei Shlomo, all of this was the Hakdama to know, like we had said, Adat, Chachma Binu Musar, you have the models, fine. Now we're going to start the Sefer again, because the whole Sefer was Ladat. So what is Ladat? Yir'at Hashem, Pasuk Zayin. Yir'at Hashem Rishit Dat, Chachma Musar Evelin Bazu. Eitan, can you just turn that off? That squeeching noise is driving me crazy. Do we have this last time also?
Yes,
I think so, right? I think I tried to ignore it for like half an hour also.
The wife is it. Is it?
Thank you. Ram Sherek. So this is unbelievable. Yirat Hashem Rishit Dat Chochma Umusar Evelim Bazu. So we had said the beginning of the Sefer was what? Ladat Chochma Umusar. So he says, you know what the beginning of Das is? What is the Rishit of the Dat? The answer is Yirat. Yirat Hashem. So he's going to quote, you would have said Rishit Chochma Yirat Hashem. He quotes a Chazal, which says what? Kol sheyirat kodemet lechochmato, chochmato mitkayemet. He says the beginning of that is Yirat Hashem. Because if you don't have Yirat Hashem, then you're a fool. Why are you an evil? Evil is a fool. What does it mean it's a fool? In this case, it's not somebody who's not smart, but it's the antithesis of Yirat Hashem. It's a person who's porik all. The opposite of a Baal Yirah. And this is a tremendous, tremendous concept here to understand about Das. And again, as you're delving deep into Torah, and the reason why it's very important is because a lot of people get lost. It's actually interesting. People get lost in yeshiva. Why do you get lost? Because people start setting up goals that it's all about finishing things. It's all about just the knowledge. Mentioned on the Tishon Friday night that yeshiva is not just the Rav Volbi in his Sefer Alei Shor says it's not just about collecting ideas. You can learn a lot of Torah. If you have bad midos, then the Medrash calls you that you're not learning Torah. It's not called Osik B'Torah. How do I know? A lot of times when I have somebody and they're trying to finish a Masechta, it's good, you're working hard and it's good. But how do you know if a person's really growing? So this is not me, this is not the grub. The Mishnah says, and the Gemara says in Nida also, it's dependent, tefillah, together with Talmud Torah. Which means that it's kol shi'irat cheto, kodem l'chachmato. A guy is conquering a Reb Chaim. That's amazing. The question's going to be, are you going to care enough in 5 years to look at that Reb Chaim again? And that's going to be a question about your yirat cheto. It's not just about the chokhmah. It's part of that is knowing that you have to have yirat achet. And the yirat achet, it's not just a generic yirat achet. As we've said till now, it's the yirat, the Maharami Prague says, it's the yirat cheto. It's your yirat achet. Everyone's got their own chip, their own skeletons in the closet that you have to deal with. So Yirat Hashem Reshit Dat. Now, one more second. So if you look at, for example, turn to Perek Tet, Yiv Tet, Pasuk Chet, the girl says, this is L'shitato. What does the Pasuk sit there say? Kone Leiv Ohev Nafshel. Go ahead, read it. So what does the girl here say? If you acquire for yourself a Leiv Tov, you're going to be called an Ohev Nafshel. But Shomer Tfuna, Harotzesh Tehe, Shemura Bo HaTfuna, Yilmar Kedei Limtzot Tov. Which means, Kedei La'asot Mitzvot Ma'asim Tovim, what do you first need to have? Yirat Hashem is the Reshit Tov. Okay? That's you want to make sure that it's Shomer, you have to make sure that you have the Yirat Hashem first. Yirat Hashem Reshit Dat, we'll go back. V'chochma Umusar Evelim Bazu. Right? Exactly what we just said. That if a person has the Yirat Hashem, you're making sure to watch yourself. As we had said, Shomer Tzvuna, you watch it over. V'derech Adam is a very important growth here. Kesherotzeh et hadavar umotzo, you find something special. So what do you have to do? Protect it. Chaviv alav, you shomer bo, you watch yourself. Aval im bo yirat Hashem ve'ino mityarei min hachet av shelomid kama pa'amim lo yimtza ki ino lomid b'chdei sheyodea mimal v'hizayah. Very important yisod. The yisod that he quotes from the Gemara, it's the beauty of how he quotes Chazals and then he brings it into the Pesukim. He says, V'chol milsa de lo rami alaya lov naiti. The person has to pay attention to what he's doing. If you don't pay attention to what you're doing, it's not going to stick with you. Therefore, if I'm just down learning, okay, so I'm learning. But if you know in your background, it is part of your framework, that what are you doing? It's yirat cheto kodem el chochmato. Then, what happens? You want to make sure to watch it. You want to make sure to keep it. And therefore, if you're learning to make sure that you know how to be zahir, then you'll make sure to think about it, you'll know it. And therefore, you'll be the antithesis of the Evelim. Because what are the Evelim? Even if they do learn, for them, the other part, the Chachman, the Musar, is Bazui Etzlam. It's not Mitkayim, because that's not in their forefront. They're not looking to say, okay, I'm learning, and now I'm going to be more meticulous. Right? The classical pshat that says that a person learns a piece of Gemara, and he closes the Sefer, and he's the exact same religious persona. There's an Etzem Chisaron in your Limud Torah. That's what this is saying. This is saying that the Limud has to be within the idea that you're going to be the antithesis of Evelim Bazu. Because you're going to have it upon yourself that it's important. And through that, through this strategy, through knowing Das Hashem more, you'll be that much more careful to be meticulous in protecting the Chata'im. And this now comes Lahavim in Rebina. You see how the Gra, each Pasuk here now is explaining previous Pesukim. Here he says, Shema Bani. We're going to come back to this pasuk also. There's a pasuk later on that compares this. Shema b'ni musar avicha v'yal titosh torat imecha. What does it mean, lavin imre bina? What does it mean, imre bina? Imre is lashon rabim. Ki musar is the dat mechaber. Imre bina is al musar. Musar avicha torsh mechtav. Torat imecha, torsh ba'peh. Okay? And here again he's saying, the Torah is the mitzvahs aseh and the lo taseh. The pasuk tet. I want to at least get to pasuk tet. Ki livyatchein heim l'roshecha v'anakim l'gargorotecha. What is this idea? After saying that you have Torah shvechtav, the Torah shvalpeh, mitzvahs aseh, mitzvahs lo taseh, he then is going to come to say there are different types of ornaments, chains. There's one for the head and the neck. And there's one for what? There's one for the ma'asim tovim. Okay? There's one for the head and one for the neck. And the difference here is what the Gra says, that which one's in plural and which one is in singular? What do you say? Which one's in plural? Va'anakim legargarotech. It's in the plural, right? Versus livyatchein is in the singular. What's going on? Pasuk Tet. It says the Vilna Gaon. He quotes, this is based on the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that in those times they would buy ornaments according to their actions. And he quotes this unbelievable Yerushalmi between the wives of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. The wife of Rabbi Gamliel saw the wife of Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva had bought for her a nice gold ornament. And she got upset. She got upset at her husband, Rav Gamliel. She got jealous of the wife of Rabbi Akiva. And she said to her husband, Rav Gamliel, why don't you, right, it doesn't only happen nowadays, why don't you get what Akiva did for his wife? And he responds to her, did you do like the wife of Rabbi Akiva? That what? What did the wife of Rabbi Akiva do, the famous story? Let him go to yeshiva for 12 years. Right? That's the Yerushalmi over here. And therefore that's what it says over here, that it says that there was what? There are two types of tachshitim. There was the Rosh and the Tzavah. The Rosh is for the Seicha, for the Torah. And that was done out of one Chaticha Achat, versus the Seicha, which is one. Okay? Versus, which we have to define what that means, the Tzavah, which is made out of a lot of Ma'asim, each mitzvah in and of itself. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, the mitzvah. The Torah, the Ikar, is the Barosh. The Oznayim is the Shmo, Ainayim Lerot, Peled Aber. The Guf is to do mitzvot with your hands, with your feet. Okay? Each one has its own organ. The Chein Torah mitzvot are the Tachshitim for the Rosh and the Guf. And therefore, he already says something now that he's going to say in many, many Prakim now. But he mentions it quickly, that it's a mitzvah to learn every second. Mitzvah l'mor b'chol zman. That's one with the reality of life. But the mitzvot ainu nahogot ela kol achat bizmana. Each one has its own time. Ki liv yachin is the Torah. Anakim, the Lashon Rabim, are the mitzvot. The garbotech is the guf. So we see this concept of the splitting up between Torah and mitzvot. And not only the Torah Shabbat Torah Shabbat, but you wear it. A way to be able to beating the Yetzahara is to know that it comes one with you in the guf. It's not something that you are just fighting it, but it's something that it's on you, and it's something that represents your ability to beat the Yetzahara again through the Torah. Next time, let's figure out what we're going to do next time. We will see, he now starts and tells us about how to beat the two types of Yetzahara. This is going to be the Vilna Gaon classic throughout the Sefer. Starting Pasuk Aleph, he's going to say, there are two types of Yetzahara. There's the Yetzahara of Tavani, and there's the Yetzahara of Ka'asani. Keneged lo tirtzach, and lo tinaf. We'll see, within that, there's a many, many psukim that go for the next 10 psukim. Let's figure out when we're going to do this, because next Sunday is Erev Rosh Hashanah. But I guess after that, we'll figure it out.